We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right.
Boy, these guys are fantastic. Integrity starts at the top. Commercial roofing, flat and low slope roofs, they specialize in them, but they can do anything.
Yeah. Well, I go around and check every time we have a massive rainfall like we had this week. We've had a couple of wet days this week. And I went out and checked and went through my in-laws' house, just doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just because that's the type of person I am. Perfect. All my roofs are perfect. Thank you. He's got them all taken care of for me.
Sealed up
and,
tight.
And Tri-County Roofing has been taking care of my roofs for quite some time now. You can reach them at 810-732-7740, or you can check out their website, tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. You can always link to them right on my website, thegss.com. And they've been around since 1971, so they're not kidding around. Integrity starts at the top with Tri-County Roofing. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. We'd sure appreciate it. Now, this segment, we're going to talk about tactical shotguns. They are just, how do I say it, Dan? I think I'd say it by saying they are very, very hot right now. There's so many options coming at us with tactical shotguns. Now, I love shotguns. They are a ton of fun. Whether you're shooting skeet or whether you're shooting steel targets with buckshot, you're learning how to defend yourself properly. You know, we've all seen all the tactical movies and where they're using shotguns, and they're not real long guns. They're not, you know, usually not the hunting style guns. They're semi-automatics. Even one company, Jake was talking last week about a three-barreled shotgun that came out on the market. All kinds of crazy stuff, but lots of interesting innovations. And just like me, I was lucky enough. I won that Beretta A300 Tactical a few weeks back. And I'm not even going to keep it. I'm going to put it right into my raffle that's coming up, my gun raffle for Tommy's Heart, because I don't need another one. You know what I mean? How many tactical shotguns do you need?
More.
Generally,
that's your answer.
God, I'm sounding weird.
I don't know.
I usually just accept guns and don't mess around, but I got a lot of shotguns.
What'd you win it in?
I won it at the Safari Club International dinner at the Dort Federal Credit Union as a guest of Ducks Unlimited. And great prize. It was like a $1,349 prize. But man, it's
so bad, it's going into the raffle. When's your raffle going to be ready?
It's the raffle's tickets will be on sale by the end of this month.
Okay,
and so we'll start to promote that and where we're going to be, where we're selling tickets, and the raffle will end on September 7th. I believe it's September 7th is the day we're ending it. So it's the first weekend after Labor Day. So right in time for hunting season, you'll be able to get your gun out. Hunting season basically opens up in Michigan on September 15th.
Okay.
Most of your hunting seasons.
So these are all rifles?
No, these are, honestly, it's about half shotguns.
Okay.
It's half shotguns, a few rifles, and a few 22s, a few pistols. It's actually up to 11 guns now.
Wow.
So we just added a new Benelli. Mm-hmm. So we got a Benelli, a Beretta, we got CZs, we got over and unders, we got just fabulous guns. Great bolt action rifles, 9mm pistols, 22 rifles. It's going to be quite a raffle. So really looking forward to it. But 11 great guns out there. It's all to raise money for us to buy more EKGs for our heart screening program through TommysHeart.org. So we're real excited about it. So, but whatever you get for a tactical shotgun, back to the focus at hand. Whether it's a Benelli M4 for $1,900 or a Mac 12 gauge, the Mac 10-14 or the Mac 2s, they're about $500-$600. They're great shotguns. I've talked about them several times on the show. Or the Orthos, the Ortho Raider S4s. They sell them at Williams. Beautiful shotguns, man. They are just amazing tactical shotguns. If you want to get like the call it the Mach 1 or the whatever you want to call it, whatever your name of your favorite fast car is. It's kind of like that. It's a sports car in the shotgun world. Beautiful guns. Or the ever-popular Mossberg 940 Tactical. This is the one that they talk about all the time on TV. These things rock. They're easy to clean. They're easy to work with. It's the one that Jerry Mikuluk shoots. He's like 74 years old. He's the one of the fastest shooters in the world, and he shoots for Smith & Wesson and for Mossberg. And this is one. He's one of those guys that'll shoot 9 clay pigeons in the air at the same time with the same gun. And these, you can get those for around $900. They're fabulous shotguns. In Mossberg, they're American-made shotguns. Beautiful guns. So 12-gauge shotguns with 18.5-inch barrels is basically what I'm talking about. Screw-in chokes. Some of them shoot 7 or 8 shots. But these tactical shotguns are just everywhere you look. Now, most of the good ones now are called inertia-driven or piston-driven shotguns. They're very easy to clean. The dirt does not build up in the gun like it does in the old gas-powered shotguns, where the gas porting goes through the whole gun. Like my old Winchesters from the early 70s, Dan, I got to clean them. I go out and I shoot skeet. I shoot 75 or 100 rounds of skeet and or 100 rounds in the shotgun. I got to scrub my gun down when it's done. It's really dirty. Your hands are dirty from holding the front of the gun. There's ports that the smoke comes out of. Mm-hmm. Well, these guns, you can almost hose them out, and they're fine. These new ones, these inertia or piston-driven guns, plus the felt recoil on your shoulder is minimal. So they're nice guns, easily controlled. They usually have really good sights on them. Fast shooting, fun, and functional. So I like them all. And honestly, I don't think, I believe me, I've been having second thoughts about pulling that Beretta A300 back out because it's a kind of a one-of-a-kind. They only made, I think, 500 of them. The one I got, it's a police black and blue. It's called a Blue Trace. But it's going to be in that raffle. Somebody's going to win it. And I think a lot of police officers are going to come buy tickets because it is such a cool shotgun. So I don't need it. I can live without it. And I guess I'll let it go. You know, it's kind of like seeing your kid go off to college. Maybe. Maybe it equates to the
same
thing.
Maybe it's exactly like
you,
that, yeah.
You might see it again, you know. Probably going to ask for money next time it comes back my way because I'm going to have to buy it if I see it the next time.
Okay.
So I guess it's like the circle of life with kids. It's the circle of life with guns.
Keep coming back. Yeah.
Keep coming back. Yep. 6 months from now, I'll go, oh, I want that gun. And I'll go find one. And I'll pay more for it than I, you know, would have, you know, I, who knows. But the way I look at it, if I can make that gun sell and get an EKG,
right,
it's all the better. You know, saving lives. So how often do people offer guns and say, these guns will help save lives?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should say a lot more. But in our woke society, we can't say it like that very often and get away with it. So anyways, go to my website, thegss.com. Look at all of our sponsors. We'll have you'll be able to hear this over and over again if you want to hear it again. And go back and look at all the other ones we've talked about, tactical shotguns. There's a lot of shows. You can get those 12 and 13-minute segments and listen to what we talked about with shotguns. You can also send me an email anytime you want, shooter@thegss.com.
Your top pick.
My top pick?
Tactical shotgun. What's the best one? Jonathan Smith says, if I'm going to have one tactical shotgun, Jonathan Smith, if Jonathan Smith's going to have one tactical shotgun, what's it going to be?
If I had unlimited budget, it would either be the Orthos or the Benelli M4. Probably the Benelli M4. And why is because they're rock solid and the military uses them and they're great. My second in line would be that Beretta A300. Now, as of right now, we got the Beretta A300 in the raffle, and we've got a Benelli M2 donated to be in the raffle.
So there's some good stuff you're going to be auctioning off.
I'm talking.
Not auctioning, but
$9,000 worth of guns going in this raffle. So we're very excited.
Coming soon. We'll keep you posted. They'll coming together here pretty soon. The drawing will be in September 7th.
September 7th.
Tickets available by the end of the month or so.
That's right. So remember, we'll be out at the Lapeer Sportsman's Club today from 9 to 3. So come on out and see us. We'll be glad to shake hands. And
now I interrupted you. We're talking about the GSS.com, and you're talking about your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me about the Facebook page. I always forget. Our Facebook page is The Gunsmiths Show, and you're always welcome to pop on there. You can add comments. You can tell me I'm dead wrong or say, wow, you're exactly right. I don't care what you say as long as you say it. Correspond with us on there. It's a lot of fun.
Show topic suggestions, yeah, exactly. Guns that you like, maybe you haven't heard John talk about, then you think he's overlooking it, whatever you want to put.
Yeah, there might be a gyrojet pistol out there you want to talk about, and that's actually a gun. It sounds like something from Star Wars, but it was a pistol from the late 60s, early 70s,
mm-hmm.
The gyrojet. But there's a big, big stir right now going on, Dan, where we're thinking about legally across America, they're thinking about changing the SBR laws, which is the short-barreled rifle laws,
mm-hmm.
which might change just about everything. They're seriously contemplating getting rid of the $200 tax stamp mm-hmm. for suppressors, and it's the same tax stamp you need for an SBR. So if you can legally own a gun, you can legally own these others. You just have to do the right paperwork and pay the $200 tax stamp.
Mm-hmm.
So
for now.
But it could be changing in the near future. So we're kind of excited about that.
Go to the GSS.com. That's the website for the Gunsmiths, the Gunsmith Show, the GSS.com. Check them out on Facebook as well. Keep it right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, because there's more Gunsmith Show coming up right after this.
Yes, there is.